Bill, to be honest with you. I think I saw somewhere maybe 7 or 10 points total is all they've lost their region ball games by. So Coffey's going to be itching to get their first region win, and we don't want to be the team that they get it against, because we've set ourselves up pretty nicely for the playoffs. Not to look ahead, but a win tonight is key for this Lowndes High Vikings team. And we do not want this to turn into a trap game. That's kind of my thoughts the last week, is let's don't let this game sneak up on us after a big emotional win against our crosstown rival last week.
Well, I tell you, the Coffey High Trojans, a very good football team. They love to pass the ball. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go on during the countdown to kickoff here. But one of the things that really stood out to me this week as I looked at this, the Coffey High Trojans have only given up 14 points per game, only 12 in games they won. But in the games that they have lost, which has been the most recent last three games, they've given up 28.5 points. So defensively, maybe not as strong as some of the Coffey High teams we've seen in the past, but on offense, they are electric, and they can light up the scoreboard quickly.
Yeah, don't think that this is a wing T offense coming in here. They've got the third, fourth, and fifth leading receivers in our region, Bill. Anthony Fussell, Ayante McKeever, and Raekwon Ross. They also have, if there's a 3, 4, and 5 receiver, they got the number one pass in the region, too. Tyreek Paul, Coffey County, 106 completions, 177 attempts, 1,300 yards. You'd think a Coffey County would have the leading passer. Now, this Coffey High Trojans has a leading passer in our region. So, yes, absolutely. What they may be lacking, though, Bill, and we don't want to say that completely, but they're lacking a little bit of a run game, I believe.
Yeah, the four touchdowns that they have scored on the ground, their quarterback and their backup quarterback have scored all four of those. Let's go down to the field and get Marty's take on how things are going down there.
Guys, it's a great night for high school football. The weather couldn't be more perfect. You got to give Coffey a lot of credit. They've got a lot of excitement in the stands and on the field. You know, their team has started out 0-3 in the region, and I've been real curious to see how they come out tonight. Or they come out excited trying to get their first region win, or are they going to be kind of down a little bit after dropping their third straight game last week? But watching them warm up, they look like they're a very talented football team. They're a very focused football team, and they've got a lot of size to them as well. I'm real impressed with them so far in warm ups. Watching somebody that we'll talk about a lot probably tonight is Tucker Pruitt, Coach Robbie Pruitt's son, who has started on the staff with him this year. He's out there pretty much running all the drills and working with the quarterbacks, and a very, very impressive young man, and I'm anxious to see how well his offense does tonight.
Absolutely, Marty. Appreciate that equipment parts supply sideline update. We're going to have our traditions for and coaches interviews here shortly. We do apologize for the little bit of delay getting on the air. I had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're here. Vikings are in their traditional away uniforms, Bill, white uniforms. Only the second time we've worn these this year.
Yeah, it's really the only second time we've been out of Martin Stadium. The Brunswick High Pirates a few weeks ago, and here we are at the Coffey High Trojans, and only have one more in the regular season as we finish out the season. The Vikings have been very fortunate to have 7 home games in this season, so it's there's no place like home, but we did well against the Pirates at Brunswick, and we can only hope that we have that kind of success here at Coffey High School.
Absolutely. Marty mentioned that they look like the typical Coffey team. They're going to have big offensive linemen. I don't know what they do over here. They grow them really big over here. It's going to test our defensive line. Zach Copeland, Brian Bell coming off the end. What are we going to be able to do to put pressure on this quarterback? Because I think the best way to stop a high-powered passing attempt is put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Keegan McGuffin went down. He was, I think, the projected starter going into the year. But Tyree Park, I tell you what, he's come in and he is lighting it up. He's a dual threat. I mean, don't be mistaken about that. He can do it with his legs as well.
Yeah, he's had good success. He's had 15 rushes for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. And you kind of factor in that with a quarterback, you're going to get sacks. And those sacks come off of that number. So it's very possible that he's got quite a few more runs than that and a lot more yards. But you're right, he is a bit of a dual threat. The kid can play. But any time you can get pressure, and if we can get that from our defensive line, as you said, that can really take a young quarterback and really shake them up just a little bit, maybe get them out of their normal rhythm and get into a position where they might make some mistakes, maybe some turnovers, things like that. So that's what we can hope for tonight.
Guys, I'm standing here with Coach Robbie Pruitt. Coach, first of all, we want to thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, great night for football. Your team started off pretty hot this year, started off 4-0, but you dropped three region games. What's the mood of the team like? What's practice been like this week, and how excited are you to get an opportunity to come out and try to get their first region win?
Well, you know, we've had a hard time winning the game at counts, you know, and that's real good being 4-0 and all that kind of stuff, but you got to win these region games, and we've we're sitting here at 4-3 and could really easily be 7-0. You know, we've lost one of them in the last 17 seconds and one of them in the last minute and last week in the last 4 or 5 minutes. So it's just little things. Our guys still don't know how to seal the deal. You know, they don't know how to win yet, and we don't know how to break the ice and do the little things it takes to win games that you got to win. We're close, but just not quite there. So our kids are, you know, they're disappointed. They're discouraged like they should be, but you know, in this region, you can't pout too long. You know, everybody's doggone good. You got to get ready to play the next game.
Certainly is a very competitive region. Your kids look very focused tonight. Of course, you and I were talking a little bit off the air earlier, and of course, most of our fans want to know. You know, they all heard about the young man last week that got hurt. That was his second year in a row getting hurt. I know there was an hour delay. I saw the young man come out in pads. I guess, first of all, how's his health? And my understanding, he is going tonight. And what kind of lift is that for your team?
Well, I think, you know, it's first of all, everybody was glad to see he was okay. You know, I still not quite sure why all that transpired like it did last week as far as the helicopter and all that. But, you know, he got hurt last year, and I guess it was precautionary, and they were afraid to take any chances with him. But he didn't practice all this week, but he had to see a specialist in Jacksonville today where they flew him, and he cleared him, and so you know, he's going to play some tonight. You know, and he's a tough kid, and like I say, last week he didn't even want to go to the, you know, in the hospital and all. So it was something they made him do, and you know, it was something that like I said, I guess, you know, you'd have to ask their doctor over there as the one that that city stadium that made that decision.
Well, of course, I know I speak for myself, and I believe I speak for all of Viking Nation. We're glad he's. Certainly glad to see back in pads. Speaking of the injury bug, your quarterback got hurt during baseball season last year and is not able to play this year. I do see him out here in street clothes, but you brought in somebody you know very well, your son, Tucker Pruitt, who, of course, played quarterback at VSU, is coaching quarterbacks and running your offense for you this year. You've spread the ball out a lot. How's that move been, and what is it like having your son coaching, and how's that offense working out for you?
Well, you know, he's done a great job with Tyree Polk, our quarterback, who hadn't played, you know, quarterback. And, you know, we kind of built this thing and decided this summer to build this thing around our quarterback, who was going to be the valedictorian of the high school here. He's the fastest kid we had and just a great leader. And, unfortunately, he tore his ACL during the summer in baseball. And so we went with Tyree. It was really a gut check for me leaving what we always done. I've been a wing guy for many, many years, and I'll be honest here, if you ever we just didn't have the players to do it this year. We didn't have the guards that could run. Our running backs are all extremely small, and we're still not a strong team yet. You know, you don't get strong in a year and a half in the weight room. It takes a while, and even though at fifth year we had some small backs, most of them were strong, and we're just not there yet. So we made a decision based on what talent we had that we might go in a little different direction this year, And there's been some good and bad things with it, you know. But our quarterback's been a surprise. He's done an excellent job.
Well, Coach, he has done. Of course, the leading passer in the region. Quickly, I know you want to get back to your team, but flipping over to the other side of the ball, don't know a lot about your defense. So talk to us a little about your defense. Who are some of the key players, and what are the keys to the game defensively for you tonight to stop?
Yeah, we've kind of been a defense by committee this year because we've had a bunch of injuries off and on, and I don't think we played 2 weeks in a row with the same linebacker core, and even in the secondary. So we got a couple of juniors and a couple of sophomores that are going to play tonight, and we really haven't had a standout guy. One guy that I could tell you has been a stalwart for us. Like I said, we've unfortunately had some injuries, and we've kind of shuffled a bunch of kids in and out and playing a lot of different kids on defense just because we've had to, you know. And at times we played well, and at times, you know, we had a hard time making stops at the end of the game. Like I said, with Tifton, we were winning with about a minute and 58, 2 minutes to go, something like that. And then, you know, we were tied with Camden until 17 seconds in the game, and last week too. So we just, we got, our kids are still at the point here. We're trying to get up with Lowndes and, you know, all the big four in this region are, you know, it's no secret with Valdosta and Lowndes and Moultrie and Camden, and we're not there yet. Our kids got to believe, you know. We're still trying to get them to believe they can win. You know, if you go back for 30 years here at Coffey, you go back to the last two games of the year since 1982, that's 30 years, and you take the last two games of the year, that's 60 games. I think we're 50 losses and 11 wins, you know. They just don't know. We've had three or four, I think they've had three region championships in the history of the school, and two of them where they were in the Savannah region, you know. So kids here don't expect it yet. We're trying to get them to understand that, you know, it takes hard work, and when you get in these big games and it's third and long, you got to expect to make a stop, or it's, you know, fourth down and three or four on offense, you got to expect to make it. And we're still trying to change the culture a little bit. And like I said, we've come close. Our kids have played extremely hard. They haven't quit, and we've been right there in every game. And like I said, with a play here, a play there, we could be, you know, 7-0 right now, but we're not. So we just got to learn those lessons. It takes time.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you'll do it here too. And good luck, better health as the year progresses, and good luck to you. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coach's interview. We're going to take our first break of the night. We come back, Marty will have Coach McPherson, and we'll have some more information. Get started on our impact players tonight. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Marty Rogers and Taylor Biddle. We're going to bring you our impact players, and we'll have Coach McPherson in just a little while get his thoughts about tonight's game. Taylor, let's take a look at our Traditions Flooring impact players.
Yeah, just about 22 minutes before kickoff, looks like Coffey's doing some player recognition from years past. But I want to look at our Traditions Flooring impact players. First night for Coffey High on offensive side of the ball. You know, Coach mentioned him in pregame. We talked about their quarterback going down, Tyree Paul. He is a junior. Really stepped up. We mentioned a minute ago, 106 completions of 177 attempts, 1309 through the air. He's got five interceptions, though. He does lead the region in interceptions thrown, but he's also leading the region in touchdowns thrown with 18. That's almost two times more than anybody else. Austin Dixon has eight, so that's two times more than any other body in our region. Tyree Paul has got to be my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Coffey High Trojans.
Well, I think offensively for the Trojans, I've been looking this week at number 88, wide receiver, tight end, Jalen Wilkerson. He's got 10 catches for 181 yards. He's caught four touchdowns, and he has kind of a unique little situation with Tyreek Paul, the quarterback. Anytime you got a family member out on the field, there's a little bit of that telepathy that goes on. So Jalen Wilkerson, I believe, is Tyree Paulk's brother. And so they get out there, and that's just like playing in your backyard. If you got an older or younger brother, you remember how that goes. So Jalen Wilkerson, he also plays some defensive back as well. So we'll talk about him a little bit later on. But I think Jalen Wilkerson and what he does from that tight end position, he has got to be my Traditions Flooring impact player.
Yeah, he's also the one that got hurt in last week's game.
Yeah.
He was cleared.
Right.
Marty talked to Coach about it. How does he come out playing? You know, that's another topic. Who you got for us, Marty?
Guys, I got number 24. He's a junior, and it's Anthony Fussell. Anthony's had 21 receptions for 229 yards, average of 10.3 yards a reception. He's got four TDs receiving, but he's also carried the ball 14 times for 66 yards. That's an average of 4.7. They don't rush the ball a lot, but when they do, it's pretty effective. It's normally, of course, within the red zone. But Anthony Fussell's a leader on that receiving core. Of course, you mentioned that they've got the third, fourth, and fifth leading receivers in the region. Anthony, of course, is the third leading receiver. But they got a wide range of receivers they can throw to, but Anthony is their leader. And he's a quick. I watched him warm up. He's extremely fast, extremely quick. And I look for him to be the, you know, make a major impact on their offense tonight.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending that offense. You know, Lowndes High School, this young man was our player of our game, player of the game last week in the Wintersville Classic. Boy, has he made an impact on the defensive side of the ball. I go with number 61, defensive lineman Zach Copeland, one of the leaders of this team on the season. He's got 33 tackles. He is our second leading tackler. He had 12 tackles for loss. He's got 39 yards lost in his tackles.
Wow.
You know, one of these guys that you really are going to depend on to put pressure on Tyree Paul and really get in the backfield and mess up their ability to throw the ball and move the ball down the field. My tradition for an impact player on the Lowndes High defensive side of the ball is number 61, Zach Copeland.
Well, I really think tonight against this high-powered offense of the Coffee High Trojans, you got to look at those cornerbacks. And I'm going to take it and keep my eyes on tonight. Number 21, Alex Brown, and number 31, Brandon Roberts. I know that's kind of a tandem there, but we see so much of what they do together. They get out there, they'll play safety, they'll play corner. They're just out there really all over the field. But against a team like this that likes to light it up, to throw the ball, we've got to have guys that get their hips turned, stay out there on the corners, stay with their guys, and don't, you know, bite up there on the quarterback faking or anything like that. So really, my tradition scoring impact players tonight are number 21, Alex Brown, and number 31, Brandon Roberts.
With number 6, Eric Hart, senior. Eric is another one of the members of that secondary, Bill, and he's a leader on that secondary. If you watch him during the during pre-snaps, he's the one normally kind of talking to the other guys, making sure everybody knows where they're lined up, what they're doing. He's had 2 pick sixes on the year. Of course, the biggest one over in Brunswick to seal that game. Tonight, he's going to have to play extremely well, and I think he will. Coffey's going to throw a lot of short balls. They're going to hit the middle of the field a good bit, and they're going to throw a lot of those little bubble screens. Eric's going to have to be able to play from sideline to sideline. He's going to have to get out there and stop that screen. But I look for him to step in front of at least one, maybe 2 passes tonight. Tyree Polk, Coffey's quarterback, has thrown 5 interceptions, and I think Eric will get another one tonight. He's my tradition scoring impact player of the game for the Viking defense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Lowndes High offense. You know, last week we found a home, it seemed like, with that play action pass to the tight end or the fullback. You know, rushing the ball to that fullback position, I got to go with Arvin Berry. On the season, he has played all 7 games. He's had 40 rushes for 167 yards. He's only got 1 yard lost. The kid gets across the line of scrimmage and goes for positive yards. He's got 3 touchdowns. His longest run is 22 yards. He's averaging 23 yards per game. You know, Arvin Berry is one of those leaders on our team. We're going to have to set the tone with our rushing game. You know, Camden was able to sustain some long drives. They were able to move the ball offensively out of the wing tee against this team. You know, coach is talking about starting some sophomores and juniors on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we got to be able to set the tone running the ball tonight, and I think Arvin Berry is going to be one of the keys to that.
Well, I think you're right, and I like the position, but I also like who they bring in there in that position, too, and that's number 10, Nathan Brantley.
Yep.
Nathan comes in, he has a lot of the same skill set, maybe a little bit faster overall. He's able to hit the hole maybe a little bit faster, but Nathan's got good hands. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and I really think that that's the Vikings are going to need to have a little bit of that tonight. It's no secret the Lowndes High Vikings are going to come out and try and dominate the line of scrimmage and run the ball. But I do believe that Nathan Brantley, along with his running skill and being able to come out of the backfield and make that catch, I think that's going to make a huge impact. So he is my tradition's flooring impact player.
My tradition's flooring impact player for the Viking offense is number 34, sophomore Anthony Robinson. Anthony's only came on the last few games for us. He's run the ball extremely well, but he has been very close to some really big games since he came on. He's got 35 rushes for 202 yards. That's a 5.8 per carry. But, guys, how many times have we talked about Anthony being a shoestring tackle away from breaking a long game? I think tonight you're going to see him get a couple big games. We're going to pound that fullback up the middle, and we're also going to hit that fullback in the flats like y'all were just talking about. But I think Anthony's the one that's going to make the big plays offensively for us tonight. And I look for him to have a big game. He's my tradition flooring impact player for the Viking offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball for Coffee High Trojans, I got to go with the senior cornerback, number 18, Ronald Harrell. He does have 2 interceptions on the season. this is one of those guys in the cornerback position. Like you said, Anthony Robinson, Marty, is going to try to get to the edge. He's just a shoestring tackle away. If he gets by that defensive end, it's going to leave a guy like Ronald Harrell there to try to make the tackle. Ronald Harrell is one of these seniors, you know, with juniors and sophomores starting on the defensive side tonight. He's that senior leader that Coffey's going to be looking for to be there when they need him the most. My tradition is for an impact player on the defensive side of the ball for the Trojans is number 18, Ronald Harrell.
Well, I kind of hate to take the easy way out, but as I look at this, and we heard Coach Pruitt say he's had so many kids in and out of this defense that they just haven't had anybody stand up and say, this is my position. They've got a few that, you know, have done a great job. But I really think the defensive line for the Coffey High Trojans, if they're going to make an impact tonight, that's where it's going to have to come from, is from that defensive line. Back against Ware County, they caused 6 turnovers against the Ware County Gators. This defense has that ability, but we'll just have to see what that defensive line for the Coffey High Trojans looks like tonight and how they piecemeal that together and how that looks. But they could very well be a Traditions Flooring impact player.
Bill, I'm going to take the easy way out myself. I'm going to go with linebackers. Coach Robbie Pruitt made the comment during our Traditions Flooring coaches spotlight that they haven't played with the same linebacking core any game this year. So what are their linebackers going to do against this Lowndes Viking rushing attack? We know we like to run the fullback. We know we like to run the sweep, and we know we like to run the counter. Those linebackers have to be extremely active in order to slow down this rushing attack. Number one, the senior linebacker, that's Jonathan Glover. He's one of their staples at the linebacker position. I think we'll see him make some plays tonight. But what do their linebackers do? I don't even know all the linebackers they have, because they do kind of play a linebacker by committee. But let's watch those 3 linebackers, and let's see how they play tonight and what they do to slow down this Lowndes rushing attack.
Thank you, Marty. That is our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Remember, make an impact on your house by choosing Traditions Flooring. Tell you what, we're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we will have you just about ready for kickoff. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We are live at Jardine Stadium in the Commercial Banking Company press box. I do want to thank all of our sponsors this year for all that they do for Lowndes High football and bringing you the coaches show and all the things that they do provide for these kids at Lowndes High School. Folks like Commercial Banking Company, Page Heating and Air, Traditions Flooring, Equipment Parts Supply, and Deloach Body Works, along with so many of these sponsors that you'll hear throughout the evening. If you get an opportunity, get out and tell them thank you for their sponsorship of Lowndes High football, and they will appreciate it, I am sure. As we look down there, Marty was talking to us during the break, and the players went into the locker room really early because of all the activities that the Coffey High Trojans were doing here on the field. As a result, we may have missed the window to get our Traditions Flooring Coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson. As I listen now, they're getting ready to do the national anthem. And as we traditionally do, we're going to go ahead and take another 2-minute break as they do the national anthem. And when we come back, it'll be just about time for kickoff. I got 9:34 on the clock, but we'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. This is the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, and we are live from Jardine Stadium in Douglas, Georgia, as we're bringing you Lowndes High football as we take on the Coffey High Trojans, a Region 1-6A game that means everything in the world to both of these teams. Coffey comes in winless in the region. They need it just to stay alive, as our Vikings want to continue on their winning ways after a 3-0 defeat over the crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats last week. With me in the press box is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. As Marty makes his way down, I see Coach McPherson. Maybe we'll get a quick little interview with him right here. As the clock says 5:34 before kickoff. We're going to see if Coach wants to take just a minute. He's going to talk to his captains. I see them coming out. He's going to have a word with each one of them and talk about the situation, that if we win the toss, what do you want to do? And, you know, because most of the time they've already made that decision before they ever get out there. I do see who those captains are. We'll get those names for you in just a minute. Let's head down to the field, get a Traditions Flooring coach's interview.
Guys, we got Coach McPherson here real quick. Coach, big emotional win last week. How did you refocus your team for this week?
Region game, man. So the kids are ready to go, man. They want to
They want to play well. They want to win.
Coach, what are the keys for tonight's game?
Well, you know, got to continue to play great defense, but we got to do something on offense. You know, last week we didn't play well, you know, second half on offense. We got to get it going, and you know, we need to put both sides of the ball together tonight. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, Coach, hopefully you can. We'll talk to you at halftime. Thank you. Guys, he told me right before we started he had about 30 seconds, so we can try to make it quick, but that's your tradition, flowing coach's spotlight. And like he said, hey, we got to do something on offense tonight.
Well, I'm looking at the clock there as it says 4 minutes and 13 seconds ticking down before the kickoff of tonight's game. Let's head over to Taylor. What do you got for us?
Got captain tonight first for the Coffee High Trojans, number 7, Tyree Paltz. Number 8, a Traditions Flooring Impact player. Also number 18, Ronald Harrell, another Traditions Flooring Impact player. Number 43, James Burke. And number 88, Jalen Wilkerson, another Traditions Flooring Impact player. For us tonight, number 55, Dashawn Sims. Number 38, Dante Robinson. Number 20, Arvin Berry. And number 25, Malik Roberts.
Those are your team captains for tonight. As we said, from our vantage point, we are on the visitor's side. And if you've never been to Jardine Stadium, this is the old home side of Jardine Stadium. About 4 years ago, they tore down the old visitor side, and good riddance to the visitor side if you've ever been here in the old days. And they've made that their new home side. Very nice stadium. And they've given us the visitor side over here, and you get the old home press box, so plenty of room over here. We will be sharing the box tonight with our coaches up in the box as they will be looking down on the field, maybe calling a few plays or two. So I don't think we'll be able to interject anything. They don't usually pay attention to us, and as we always say, we don't call plays, and they don't talk on the radio.
And
welcome to the booth is... The Commercial Banking Company press box is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And thank you, Bill. I had a chance to be down in the locker room earlier and be with the players, and they are ready to play. Let's go down to the field with Marty Rogers.
You take care of it, okay? You don't want us to take care of it. We want you to take care of it. Lounge, you're the business team.
Stop.
You're gonna
look,
call.
Listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Right there and call. What you going to call? What you going to call? Sales? All right. If I drop it, we'll flip it again. Sales it is. One to toss. Get receiver before your option is through. Get the 30 seconds to the second half. Lounge is one to 12. Coffee, I assume you want the ball. Lounge, my understanding is...
Guys, we won the toss, led it to the first. The Coffee will be getting the ball.
All right, that's what you heard is we're going to defer till the second half. And when we come back from this final break, it'll be time for kickoff. Wes, are you ready for some football?
I'm ready for some football.
We'll be right back after this 60-second break.